there's a flying tourist. It's flown in from Siberia. It's been spotted near the lake. And from what we know, it's the first time this species has ever been here. I'm talking about the wandering tatler. It's a small grey bird that for local bird watchers could be the equivalent of a Christmas arriving a month early. One of those local watchers is Alan Stewart, life member of the Hunter Bird Observers Club. G'day, Alan.
G'day, Paul.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have indeed. I think everybody who's a local bird watcher went down to have a look, has been down to have a look, yes.
Down where?
It was at Green Point on Lake Macquarie, just near Belmont, that area there where there's a reserve, but the bird wasn't so much interested in the reserve as the shoreline, and so that's where it was.
A single bird, just what, wading around in the shallows of the shoreline at Lake Macquarie?
Yeah, catching, you know, crabs and that kind of thing, and
And was hanging around there long enough for people to get onto the network of bird watchers and go, everyone here, and everyone show up, and there it was.
That's right.
Well, okay.
Very cooperative bird.
Very.
You didn't have to sort things out because there was no other bird in the area, so when you saw this grey bird along the shoreline, you know, you had a wandering tatler ball.
Can you, for other people who might want to go down to Green Point, what are they looking for?
It's a shore bird, so it's a bird with a longish bill and longish legs for its body size. Fairly much a greyish bird. There's a few bits of whiter bits, but it's certainly not a colourful bird. It would never be described as that. About the size, maybe of a magpie of that sort of dimensions, and just a bird that hangs around the shoreline, catching whatever it can catch.
What do we know of its usual migratory behaviour? I understand it spends a bit of time in Siberia.
Well, no, actually, Paul, you've got that not quite right.
Okay.
It's actually a bird of places like Alaska, so it's more typically found in the North American flyway, whereas we're on the East Asian, Australasian flyway. So these wandering tatlers breed in places like Alaska, and perhaps they might get into northern Siberia, but they almost always go on their migration in the northern winter to escape it. They head down towards Canada, US, and into South America, and extend into the Pacific Ocean. So the islands in the Pacific, you get wandering tatlers also, but far less common for them to come to Australia. We have a similar bird. They do look very similar, called the grey-tailed tatler, which lives in our flyway. So the wandering tatlers are unusual in that it's not really a bird of our area.
So it took a right instead of a left at a key junction, came off the roundabout in the wrong direction.
Yeah, so it's not by no means uncommon for them to arrive in northern Australia. So if you get up around rock platforms in particular, in sort of areas like Cape York in the Northern Territory, there's a reasonable chance that eventually you'll see a wandering tatler or two. But far, far less frequently do they come down to the southern parts of Australia. So
what do you make of this? What's going on?
Well, it's not unheard of. It's the first record for the Lake Macquarie area, but it's the fourth record for the Hunter region. So, we've got some other examples of them turning up, and there was one on the Central Coast a couple of years ago as well. So, it does happen. They take a wrong turn. They get caught up in a cyclone, blown off course, whatever. Their impulse is to go south, and so once they're off course, they keep going south.
They keep going south. Do they then kind of rectify whatever's gone haywire, and when it's time to go north, they can find their way back home?
Well, we hope so. We think so. It's actually very hard to prove, because once the bird leaves here, then we really don't know where it goes.
Yeah.
We certainly like to think that it gets home again. Birds are pretty clever, and they've got all sorts of navigational clues, so it probably would. Once they're blown off course, the way this bird would have been, then it's got to eat and it's got to sleep, so it has to sort of warp in somewhere to get a chance to survive, basically.
So is it going to be okay there at Green Point? Is there enough of what it needs?
I think so. It certainly seemed to be feeding quite well and looking quite healthy, and nice plump bird and things. A very attractive bird, given that it's not a colourful bird. It looks to be in good condition. Last seen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's still in exactly the same spot. If it moves, it's going to be a while before we refind it. the nature of these things with a little bird somewhere. But so it was there, and lots and lots of people took the opportunity to have a look at one.
What an exciting day.
It was. So I think because when the word first came out, the original, when the people that first saw it actually thought they had one of the local birds, the grey-tailed tattlers, but when they put some photos up, others were able to look at those photos and say, no, hang on, this has got the characteristics that make it a wandering tattler. And,
I'm talking to Alan Stewart, who's a life member of the Hunter Bird Observers Club. Just quickly, I mean, birds use all kinds of different things to navigate their way around long migrations. Sometimes it's magnetic, sometimes it's actual mountain ranges and rivers and that kind of stuff. How would this one, would it just be using the sun to continue to go south?
The sun, probably magnetic fields. Certainly, like a lot of birds would use, would recognise landmarks, as you pointed out, so a mountain range or a river or that sort of thing. But of course, for this bird, that would not be. It wouldn't.
No, well, it'd be very confused.
I'm sure it would, and it would have eventually lobbed in. It probably was flying at night for part of the journey, so it probably hit Lake Macquarie on a morning and thought, this will do, and walked in. And was able to feed itself and catch lots of crabs and those sort of things. So it's happy enough.
Excellent. Alan, thank you very much for describing it all so beautifully for us.
Okay, my pleasure.
That's Alan Stewart, life member of the Hunter Bird Observers Club, and this wandering tattler has wandered a little bit off course and ended up in Lake Macquarie.